With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump tackled affordability head-on last night during a rally in northeast Pennsylvania. He asserted inflation is no longer a problem and claimed that prices are coming down. He says that includes lower oil and gas prices.
You know, our oil prices are coming down, very substantial energy prices. And honestly, with that, everything comes down because there's nothing nearly in the category of oil.
Another court setback for the administration, a federal judge ordering the Trump administration to stop deploying California National Guard troops in Los Angeles.
The judge in San Francisco granted a preliminary injunction sought by California officials to end the deployment and return the 100 or so remaining troops to the state's command. But he also put the decision on hold until Monday. Back in June, the Trump administration ordered the deployment of thousands of troops to Los Angeles over Governor Gavin Newsom's objections. California officials argued that conditions in L.A. had changed since then, but the administration said remaining Guard members were still needed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Missouri organizers have turned in boxes stacked with petitions asking voters to weigh in on a new redistricting map. We get more on that from correspondent Jennifer King.
Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of petition signatures calling for a statewide referendum on the redistricting plan. Organizers delivered the boxes in U-Haul trucks to election officials in Jefferson City. Richard Von Glahn is the executive director of People Not Politicians.
Missourians are exercising their constitutional rights to a referendum against the House Bill 1, the gerrymander passed by our legislature this last September. We are turning in over 305,000 signatures gathered by over 2,000 volunteers from every single county in the state of Missouri.
I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. The Supreme Court has chosen to revive a religious freedom case.
The justices have killed a lower court ruling against a group of Amish families who are suing the state of New York for removing a religious exemption from its vaccine mandate. The lower court has been ordered to reconsider, given last year's Supreme Court decision allowing parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of a sex ed program on religious grounds. Since seating three new justices nominated by President Trump, the high court has been very protective of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The New Orleans Archdiocese will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of survivors of clergy sexual abuse. It's under a settlement approved by a federal judge this week. The agreement follows years of negotiations and includes policies intended to prevent abuse by Catholic priests from happening anytime in the future. The Archdiocese filed for bankruptcy back in 2020. This is SRN News. Scientists have developed a medication to treat rare cases of infant botulism.
An infant botulism outbreak has sickened at least 39 babies across the U.S., and it's underscoring the crucial role of a medication that treats the rare disease. Baby Big is an IV drug made from blood plasma donated by a small group of scientists and other volunteers.
It's probably the highlight of my career that I actually was able to participate in this project and donate plasma.
Nancy Shine's a retired biochemist.
I was lucky enough to be one of those people who was, for occupational safety, because we worked with botulinum toxin, I was vaccinated.
I'm Ben Thomas.
It's a mixed bag on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 163 points, and NASDAQ off by about 72. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.